It's 88.5 KCSN. This is Mr. Shovel here over on the other side of the glass. We're in the performance space. I'm looking down at a floor that is completely covered in cables and foot pedals, and we have an entire band here in the studio. I'm so extremely pleased and honored to have Kurt Vile joining us here in the studio.
Thank you.
And it's an auspicious occasion. This is the day of the release of the album, which is a fantastic album. Believe I'm Going Down. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here on release day with you, sir.
I have to almost admonish you, because ever since I heard the song Pretty Pimpin' and saw the video, that song's been haunting my head. It kind of has drilled itself into my head almost to the extent that it has become part of my morning routine. Why did you do that?
For those, because that's how a lot of people feel, and it equals royalties, a lot of them for me.
Oh, you get royalties for when it goes through my head?
Yeah, when it goes in your head, it's more.
I didn't realize I was getting monitored that way. But
well, this is the we're in the future.
Not surprised. So now in my head, when I see the video, it's obviously all shot in Los Angeles. In my head, you live there in that house. That's your real house, and that's your real Chevy or whatever that is.
Yeah, Chevy Nova or something.
That was a sweet ride. Did you get to drive it around?
No. The real owner, he was watching like a hawk, and so no, I didn't get to drive it.
Okay. Well, the new album's been recorded all over various cities around the country. Where are you actually living now?
I'm living in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
All right. Hey, Philly.
Yep. That's where I'm from, Philadelphia. Let me hear it. Let's get out here. Represent. I'm representing Philly. And that's the only place I ever really lived. Well, I lived in Boston for 2 years, but that doesn't count because Philly beats Boston. Yep. Just kidding.
Sorry.
Just kidding. Rob's from Boston.
Well, the song "Pretty Pimpin'," and I'd love to hear you play that on the new album, which is out today. People can go buy it. And this is Kurt Vile here on 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks. All I ever wanted was to be someone who laughed. It was just like all I wanted, to just have fun, live my life. Then I woke up this morning, didn't recognize the man in the mirror. Then I laughed and I said, "Oh, silly man, that's just me." Then I proceeded to knock on some strangers and live with my style. But I couldn't tell you what the hell it was supposed. was always a little too cute to be a minute under Marvel's law. He was always a thousand miles away while still standing in front of your face.
KCSN, such a treat to have Kurt Vile here in the studio performing live Pretty Pimpin', the song that every day I make my coffee singing and brushing my teeth, and now probably for the next 6 months as well. The new album, Believe I'm Going Down, out today. Very exciting. The sixth album from Kurt Vile. You brought the whole gang, or most of the gang anyway, the Violators.
Yes, we brought most of the Violators. And we're happy to be playing with Stella, who often plays with us. But she's Stella over here. Stella Mazgawa, she lives in...
Warpaint.
She lives in Warpaint.
Stella from Warpaint here in the house. Everybody, come on.
Represent!
Special treat.
And we got Jesse Turbovich on my left. And we got... Jesse Philly, represent. And we got Rob Laxo, represent Boston.
Also, Rob did a lot of work on the record as well. Yeah. And we were talking about Philadelphia, obviously. When I think of Kurt Vile, I think of Philadelphia. Today, this weekend, very big weekend for Philadelphia.
Yeah!
Was it Eagles or something playing?
Yeah, the Eagles are playing Philadelphia. No, the Pope. The Pope is coming to Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I didn't get
tickets.
He was
on Conan O'Brien last night. There's a photo of me with him.
I didn't see him, but I did see you guys on there last night. Really fantastic performance on Conan last night. You can check it out online. So are you kind of bummed? You're missing the old Pontiff?
No, we're flying over tomorrow, so looking forward to it.
You're going to do like a flyby.
We're going to fly into the madness. It's like the opposite, I guess, of Apocalypse Now scene, maybe, or something.
Apocalypse. Yeah. Does the Pope have lips?
Apocalypse
now. Well, there's a song that...
There's a joke in there somewhere. Does a Pope have lips? Apocalypse. Stupid.
So I was thinking that it would be really maybe appropriate or not appropriate.
Uh-oh. What? This is your idea and we're doing it for you. You go ahead.
Well.
Tell us.
Jesus fever.
Yeah.
It's Jesus fever is taking over Philadelphia.
Yep.
All right, now, okay, Jesse's scrambling because he didn't think we were playing this song just yet, so hang on a second, it's okay.
Well, get it.
I got it. He's on it.
Hi, Stella.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, man. It's really great to have you here. It's really cool.
It's nice to not see you.
Well,
I can't.
There you are.
There you are.
Hi.
Hello. Stella.
Kurt is directly between us. There's something between us.
I know. Kurt's always coming between us.
True.
We're gonna have to do something. Yeah. So, as I wanted to mention too that you're coming back. You're coming back to play here at the Fonda on October 14th. So you're just kind of running through here to do a little promotion, celebrating the release of the album. Then you're gonna fly back, party with the Pope, and then start your tour there in Philadelphia. Mm. You'll be back here at the Fonda on October 14th, right?
Yes.
All right.
Looking forward to it. I'll put you on the list, brah.
Cool. I'm there.
Cool.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Kurt Beil. KCSN, Kurt Beil live in the studio, special request version of Jesus Fever here for the big Pope weekend in Philadelphia. And the album is called Believe I'm Going Down. It's out today, so we're excited to have you here on the day of the album release. Also coming back to town to play at the Fonda on October 14th. Now, Kurt, I heard that you're a fan of Randy Newman.
Yeah.
And
how about you?
Well, yeah, of course, we're big fans of Randy Newman here. He's a listener of the station. We found out we were doing a pledge drive, and he was driving around, and he just called in and made a very generous pledge to the radio station here. He's a listener.
He's the best.
It's possible, Kurt, that Randy Newman could be listening right now. Not to make you nervous.
No, I'm not nervous because I...
But we do have a nice black box there with your name written all over it. Because we heard that you like to tickle the ivories occasionally.
Just a little.
But I'm going to play this for you. Wow. You want to know what it's called or something?
Yeah. Well, I know what it's called. But
you tell me what it's called.
You recorded this out in the desert, right? This was at the...
We started recording this in the desert, and then we finished it in Burbank. But, yep.
Okay, it's out at the Rancho de la Luna on Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. For our listeners, that's the place where, you know, the high desert guys out there, the Queens of Stone Age, Kaius, and all those.
Yeah, totally. Have you ever been out there?
Well, not to the studio, no.
It's very, very chill, but, like, you know, that word's overused.
Yeah.
But it really is. Like, it's like the definition of it, that place.
So when you went there to record, did you have the songs already worked out, or did you just kind of go there and let the atmosphere take it over?
I had a lot of songs worked out that I wanted to do, and I had ideas. Sort of like I had the Lost My Head riff, for instance. But then other songs kind of came quick. Like there's a song called Wheelhouse that turned out really good, and then I was so stoked and everybody went to bed, so I finished all the lyrics to Lost My Head. Just that kind of energy there and such.
Wheelhouse is a great one. Stella plays on that one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, great drum sound on that. You get the sense from those recordings, you get the sense that it's capturing something, you know, that's sort of in its creative explosion. You know, you're capturing it as it's being sort of explored.
Yeah, no, that's the beauty. It's to catch that, you know, that moment. Yes.
So you wrote this late at night after everyone went to bed.
Yeah, well, I finalized it sort of.
Finalized it. Yeah. Lost my head there.
Yep.
It's Kurt Vile, 88.5 KCSN.
Bugging out, bet a couple, two, three things. Picked up my microphone and started to sing. I was feeling worse than the words come out. Fell on some keys and the song walked down. Lost my head, decided we liked it there. Lost my all sweet relief.
It's 88.5 KCSN. This is Mr. Shovel. That's Kurt Vile live here in the studio. Lost my head here. Thank you so much. From the new album, Believe I'm Going Down, out today. So grateful for you all coming out here. Thanks to the Violators, Stella for a special performance. Shout out to Farmer Dave, who's not here, but we love him anyway.
Yeah. Love you, brother.
They have his nuts in a jar out there.
It's not what you think.
It's yeah.
It's not what you
almonds.
No, it's, yeah. And it's more. Yeah, it's not like jar of flies either.
It's good stuff.
the not like the Alice.
Thanks again, Kurt, for coming, and thanks to the whole crew for coming out and doing all the work. Your label, everybody puts in so much work to make this happen. It's Kurt Vile. It's 88.5 KCSN. Thanks.
Woo, that was fun.